Well, hey guys, Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Finally back from the United States. 4 weeks of travel. Wow. I mean, I got to see so much. I hope you also have had some great opportunities to travel in life. If you haven't, it's a big world out there. This year alone, I've been in Dubai, I've been in the Middle East, I've been in Iceland, London, all over the US, New Mexico, Minneapolis, Washington, New York, Dallas, and quite a few places here in Australia. So it's been a really big year for travel, met some great people. And look, one of the things I want to share on that is, you know, when you're operating in your area of capacity, when you're doing with your life what you really should be doing, then opportunities tend to open up. So I want to encourage you because, you know, so many people are still settling. They're settling for the life they think they should have, the life they think they must have. But I just want to say to you that the more that I've moved into doing things that are really congruent with who I am and what I want to bring to people, the more amazing opportunities open up. I'm incredibly grateful. It's been a really good year. Tiring, like the jet lag and a few things. It's been, you know, a big year for me with the back injury. You might remember I had 8 weeks on my back. So it's going to go down as one of those years where so much has happened, but I'm not here to talk about me. I'm here to talk about you and how we can move you just a fraction further on the road of life, a fraction further into what matters to you. And I just want to give you two things. I want to talk to you about a book I'm reading at the moment, which has been really interesting, and I hope you'll get something out of that. Look, the other thing I want to talk to you about, it's very simple. It's just to remind you about where you're placing your focus. So I keep sensing and I keep teaching people this, that at the moment, in our culture at the moment, there is so much darkness, there's so much negativity, there's so much victimhood, there's so much blame. You know, I barely ever listen to the news anymore, but I had a speaking engagement yesterday at a leadership forum. I usually fly everywhere, but it was only 2 hours away, so I drove. And most of that drive, I was listening to a brilliant audiobook, which is what I like to do. But, you know, at the end, I'd listen to that for kind of 4 hours on the return drive, and I thought, oh, I'll put the radio on. Listen to the national news channel and you just want to jump out the window. It's just nonstop everything that's going wrong with the world and how terrible and dishonest and untrustworthy people are and politicians this and politicians that. And some people go, well, you have to be informed and you have to, you know what's going on in the world. I agree with that, but it's where you get your sources from. I mean, there's still a lot of great high-end journalism. So I've got, you know, two or three key websites. I read national newspapers on the weekend for the deeper stuff. So you can definitely get news, but look at where we're getting most of our information from. Turn on your TV news or the internet or your Twitter or Facebook feed, and, you know, it's just like crazy. So what research will tell us is that if you really focus consistently on what's wrong with the world, it does make it harder to get ahead. So I just want to say to you, you got to push back. Like, don't allow your focus on a daily basis to be immersed in what's wrong with the world. Look, there's 8 billion people on the planet, and there's plenty of people that can do that, and there's plenty of people that are doing that. So many people wake up every day, first thing they do, they roll out of bed, they maybe try to make a coffee, they're on their news feed, and they're reading about all the terrible things happening in the world. You know, my morning routine is so different. I get up, I have a coffee, and I start journaling every day. I've got a beautiful journal. I love to write every single day. I'm writing down my key strategies, my key goals. I'm 43 years of age. You know, I've been doing this for years, and I still get up now, and every morning it's, what am I clear about? What's significant? How do I want to be in the world? What matters? How do I want to speak? How do I want to treat people? So my morning routine is different to so many people, and maybe that's part of the reason I get different results. So you hear me? Stop immersing yourself in negative, critical, dark stuff. There's a lot of good stuff out there, so don't waste a minute of your life listening or reading to how terrible things are. I'm not saying disengage with the important issues of the world. It's just access those issues from really reputable sources, from intelligent men and women who are writing deeply about them. All right, so that's that. The other thing I want to share with you is, on the plane back from Dallas, which for my many sins is a flight I'm doing a lot at the moment, it's a 17-hour flight. So Dallas-Fort Worth to Sydney is just on 17 hours. You know, look, I'm very lucky I get to fly business. I got more room. I can stretch out. But I don't care where you're flying on a plane. 17 hours is still 17 hours. So I've sort of got this routine really sorted out. But I read a lot. So, you know, I might watch one movie occasionally. But, you know, again, like, I don't want to sound remotely arrogant, but when I do this flight so much, you see that the vast majority of people are just watching movies, often really inane movies. And I know you've got to pass the time, and some people go, oh, but it's fun. Sure, I enjoy a movie here and there. But what I do is I'm on the A380, so in business you've got the lounge at the front, so I go up and sit in the lounge, and I will read for 7 or 8 hours. And the book I want to share with you, you may have heard of it. It's really good. It's called Talent is Overrated. It's by a guy called Jeff Colvin. Talent is Overrated. This is a great book. Really simply, it's really busting that talent myth. You know that myth we all believe in, that there's just people who are world famous cello players or brilliant at chess or, you know, incredible, you know, athletes, and it's a genetic talent thing that other people don't have. Now, to be honest, of course, you know, Usain Bolt wouldn't win 100 meters, you know, gold medal if he was 5'5" and weighed, you know, 300 kilos. So sure, there's genetic advantages in certain disciplines, but what this book brings home is a really great body of research that so much of the time it's consistent, deliberate, focused, disciplined practice that people often identify what it is they want to do and they just go at it and they get obsessive and they go at it and they go at it and they go at it. So this book really encouraged me because for a long time I had heard of this idea. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I speak, right? I do keynotes for thousands of people on motivation, all this stuff. It's great. But I'm like, how do I practice? Now, when I have big keynotes, I rehearse, right? I develop the content. I put a lot of time into rehearsal. But it's not like being a chess player, a cello player, where you go and do 4 hours every day of your life. You know, I can't do 4 or 5 hours of rehearsal every day of my life because I don't often have a keynote every single day. So what's my point? Is what this book helped me understand is that I also build my capacity, my talent, my excellence by immersing myself in the whole discipline. You know, books, reading, just constantly immersing myself in the issues and the ideas that are relevant to my work. So I can do 3 or 4 hours of focused practice in a way every day by reading, learning, listening, and just developing myself. So just before I came to the studio, the courier guy arrived, a new book arrived. It's a 959-page biography of the US Civil War general Ulysses Grant. Now, why read a 959-page journal about a dead white guy? Because he's a fascinating historical figure, and how he thought, how he acted, how he lived. I reckon somewhere in that 959 pages, I will find something that will be useful to people next time I'm on stage. So people sometimes look at me and go, oh, that was a great speech and you're so talented. And they go, thank you very much. That's nice. I'm not remotely arrogant about it, but I'm like, sure, I can communicate reasonably well, but it doesn't matter if I can communicate well if I've got nothing to communicate. So talent for me in my work is about the much bigger picture of learning and growing. Now, let's talk about you. Do you feel that you're world class? Probably not. I want to say to you, well, have you thought about it? Why not become brilliant at what you're doing, like really good? And you go, well, I don't, it's a job, I don't really like it. Well, my friend, I want to say to you, maybe it's time you changed. Maybe it's time you took that step. Because I've decided at this age, reading this book and this amazing year that I've had, I just want to get better at this. I want to reach more people. I want to have bigger audiences. I want to just reach more people. And by the time I die, I want to make sure I gave everything I could. So I want to be the best at this, not because I want people's approval or or to be a rock star. I want to be the best at this because you're human. That's what we do. Why settle? Why settle for less? So all I want you to take from this is read this book if you can. Get the audiobook if you want to listen to it. But Talent is Overrated by Jeff Colvin. It'll be a real encouragement to you to help you understand that you can be great at whatever it is that really matters to you. So that's all I wanted to say. Don't focus on negative stuff. Realize that talent in many ways is a myth and you can become excellent at what matters to you. please come across. Follow me on Instagram. I love Instagram. I really do. It's just a great platform that I like. So if you're on Instagram, please give me a follow at jonathan_doyle.co.co. You can find me everywhere else. You can find me on Facebook at the Achievers Forum. You can find me on the website. You can find me here on SoundCloud or wherever you're listening to this, YouTube. So if you would like me to come and speak at an event you're running, a conference, you want me to come and work with your business team on some key aspect of peak performance, excellence, motivation, get in touch with me. I'm Jonathan Doyle. I hope this has been a blessing to you. Share it with some people. I'm going to have something else for you very soon.